The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce is your source for business-to-business connection in Wallingford and North Haven. Since 1915, the Chamber has been serving your community with business promotion, networking opportunities, themed events, and a complete resource of business and organizational supports. Join the Chamber today. Call 203-269-9891 or go online at www.quincham.com. QUINNCHAM.com. The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce. And welcome to another edition of the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast as we start the new year, 2024. I'm Ray Andrews, and I'm Executive Director. And every other week, we bring you a variety of businesses, large businesses invested in our communities, medium and small businesses, solopreneurs as well. We learn everything about retail, restaurant, services, also some of those manufacturers, insurance companies, and financial institutions that make up the Chamber of Commerce. This being the new year, many of us have a focus on health, restoration, and wellness. And there's a wonderful new company, another new service here in Wallingford that is just proud to say that they've become members of the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce. And I'd like to tell you a little bit about it. Regenerize Health, which is in the Yalesville section of Wallingford. They are now open. They have a variety of services, which we're going to document and tell you about, from hormone replacement therapy, HRT for men, weight loss, also what directive medicine and just how that works. Joining us, the co-owners with us here today, Wendy and Floyd Davis. Good to see you both and hear you both here on our Quinnipiac Chamber podcast.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. Well, I'm going to start. I will start with you, Wendy, in just a second here. And Floyd, I want to work you into the conversation as well. And both of you just sort of respond as I ask these questions. Why are you doing this? I know that there are so many other ways and methods of being well, attuning to your body, wellness with yoga therapy, obviously exercise, eating right. You kind of do this comprehensively with select services that kind of enhance the mission of wellness.
So I'm a family nurse practitioner. I've been a nurse for 31 years, and I'm a family nurse practitioner. And I work in the traditional medical setting where we see a variety of illnesses, patients with multiple chronic diseases. And what I do on a daily basis is to manage those diseases. And in managing the disease, we're not actually aiding the person we're not gearing them towards becoming healthy. We're not actually healing. We're managing the diabetes. We're managing the high cholesterol. We're managing the hypertension. So I became curious, and I started researching, and I'm finding articles and other areas of healthcare that exist that actually is all about healing the individual, looking behind the symptoms, looking behind the management, and looking at the root cause of the illness. So that is what we're about. We're about aiding a person's body that is naturally, that will naturally want to heal itself. That's what the body does. It's going to regenerate. It's going to keep wanting to heal itself. All we have to do is align ourselves with the body, give the body the tools that it needs in order to function efficiently and get better. That's it. So what we practice in the traditional setting is allopathic medicine, conventional medicine. This is functional medicine that looks at how the body functions and it tries to reset it on a biochemical level.
I've read often, too, about the body's capacity for regenerating health, which is, I'm sure, the emphasis and the inspiration for the name of your company, that diabetes, too, is reversible, that you can reverse your sugar levels, even if you have a couple of spikes through weight loss, but other methodology as well. So let's talk about regeneration. Some things you can't change. in the body. But some
You
things you
got it.
can change. How do you make the distinction between what can be changed and what can't be changed?
Okay, so let's give you a simple scenario. Let's say that we have a ch child that's born with a genetic illness. They were knitted incorrectly because of certain factors within the womb, and they're born with a condition that is like totally irreversible. But we're looking at diabetes, we're looking at obesity, we're looking at hyperlipidemia. And funny that you ask, I was talking with a colleague literally last week at the clinic, and her role is she's a diabetic nurse practitioner. And she's saying, Wendy, the cases keep going up, keep growing, keep growing. Now, that's in the traditional setting. Now, functionally, I'm looking at it. I'm looking at the data. I'm looking at what's happening in our environment, the changes that's taking place with food. And I'm like, if diabetes is on the rise, obesity is on the rise, then something is affecting the population. Something is causing this to happen. It wasn't like this like 60 years ago. Something is happening within our environment. And that is why, if it's happening and it's going up, it can also be reversed if we know what's the causative agent. And we know what the causative agent is. It's just that we need to share that news with people so that corrective measures can take place. We call it diabesity, obesity
Yes.
with diabetes. That can be reversed totally 100%.
Yes.
Depending, because we have diabetes type 1, we have diabetes 1.5, and we have diabetes type 2. Diabetes type 1 that occurs within the younger children, it's like an autoimmune condition. That's another endocrine, scenario. But the 1.5 is when we have the toxins actually bombarding the pancreas, causing it to really get out of hand. And then we have an autoimmune attack on the pancreas. That's 1.5. And 2, that's when we have the body being overloaded with simple carbohydrates, and it's not being able to metabolize these carbohydrates, processed foods as it should. Diabetes number 2. But all of that can be reversed.
One of the
Well,
things
good news.
hear us reference, one of the things you'll hear us reference, we use this equation which actually tells the story. It is a lifestyle plus genetics multiplied by time equal chronic health outcomes. And that goes in either direction, the negative and also the positive. So the controlling the one area of that we can control is lifestyle. Genetics, we don't have much control over. Time, we don't have any control over. So if we look at, if we focus at the lifestyle, we can then make corrective, take corrective measures with the health outcome. And that applies to diabetes type 2, hyperlipidemia, and all those conditions.
Yeah. Well, as a man, Floyd, we can speak to the fact that men change, women have
Yes.
menopause, women change throughout the life, and we sometimes often forget men are obviously changing. We tend to lose our hair.
Yes.
We tend to,
Yes.
lose our libido. We tend to lose a little energy. So let's talk a little bit about HRT if we can for a moment, and how men who are not always paying attention to their health at all times. How do we encourage men to come forward and understand that these therapies can be very helpful to regenerate their own health?
Yeah, that's a very, very good question, Ray. So, as you alluded to, as men, sometimes we tend to put our health on in the back seat, so to speak. And by the time we pay attention to it, sometimes it's too late. So we want to encourage men to kind of take that step, look at what's happening with your body. No, just generally speaking, we find that there is not much attention paid to men's health. Yes, we do have Men's Health magazine and information out there, but men actually taking up the responsibility and kind of taking care of themselves, it's an area that needs improvement and just a focus from a health perspective. So we provide the HRT, which is hormone replacement therapy, and we kind of zeroed in on that because it is something that's affecting men now, and it's affecting men for several different reasons. One of which, again, if we go back to that equation that we referenced earlier on, which is lifestyle, lifestyle here just includes where we live, the environment around us, what we do, how we eat, and so forth. And there are many factors that contribute to men's loss of testosterone levels. And you alluded to it earlier in terms of how it affects low libido, low energy, stress, mood swings, and so on. So we want to actually look at that. We want to focus on that and give men the tool to kind of get back to where they were, reclaim that energy, reclaim that stamina, and so forth.
Yes. Well, that's important. I think a lot of men going forward, they tend to just sort of accept it. And they just see it as sort of a rite of passage. And men are historically not going to
That
go to
is
the
true.
doctor. They're not going to seek medical help in many cases, or they see the body as needing to absorb pain. And our sports reflect that. So it's important for
Yes.
men to sort of check in and understand what's going on. And if they're struggling with libido that's low, if they're struggling with weight gain, if they're struggling with the loss of muscle mass, psychologically, let alone physically, psychologically, that's very difficult for men to accept. I paused there.
Absolutely. That is
I paused there
100%.
because we all sort of nodded together on a radio broadcast that or a podcast. We all nodded together, but we all in our three of us are in agreement, but I'm sure our listeners would agree with that. But pick up on that. How do we encourage men to just let it go and understand that's just their body causing that?
So believe it or not, I think the number one thing I would tell men, it is more common than you think. You're not alone. It is a process that your bodies go through. At every stage of our lives, I mean, once we're alive, the body is constantly trying to heal itself, right?
Yes.
The body wants to heal. It's in that process day after day. If we give it the tools to do so, it will. It will heal itself. So I would just encourage men to first understand that this is not something outside of the ballpark, so to speak. It is unique to only some men. It really is happening. It's a condition that is very, very common. But as you said earlier on, we tend to sometimes just, take it for granted, not really pay much attention to it, and just to kind of accept that this is life and this is how, things are. When it's not, it doesn't have to be that way. You have men who are in their 50s, 60s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and they're on top of their game, right? They're living, they're enjoying life. Weight is not there, the stress is not there, and there is a closed loop in terms of how the body responds to the brain and how the brain responds to the body. So if you feel good about yourself, if you have stamina, if you have strength, you have that feeling of energy kind of piercing through you, it feeds mentally. And if the mental is up, it feeds physically. So it's at that closed loop of that what I call a health cycle, that is closed looped.
Yeah. Well, that's important. I think for men, it's important to come forward to encourage, just understanding. I have a consultation, and learn a little bit more about this topic because a lot of men don't tend to want to interview or get information. So we encourage them to reach out to you. As
Right.
we sort of have the last couple of minutes here, Wendy, and I'll go back to you to just talk about the direct primary care and the concept of the direct primary care. Can you explain that to us?
So direct primary care is Just as it sounds, direct primary care to population. It's subscription based. It has blossomed out of a need for patients wanting more to spend more time with their provider. Instead of the 10 to 15 minutes, they would really like to sit down and have a good chat, just to hash out medical problems, to be able to have their provider be responsive if there's a need, instead of having to book like 2 months in advance and you can't get in and you can't be seen. Direct primary care is actually another model that's actually stepping up and coming into being, where providers have this intimate relationship, like once upon a time, with their patients, and patients have it with their providers. It's just that it's not insurance based, because it has a subscription out of pocket. Insurance based because insurance is that sort of intimate setting in order to provide care. So
Yes.
it works out well. It's a win-win for the provider, it's a win-win for the patient. When you know you can get on the phone and talk with your provider, you can send them a secured text message and you get a response like in no time, by the end of the day, the latest. It's like having a family doctor in the sense like how we used to have a family doctor way back in the day.
Yes.
So,
Family house visit.
when you used to have family doctors doing house visits with their little satchels, that's how it is.
That's
So
wonderful.
it's sad because the insurance doesn't cover for that type of model. And that would be for another podcast.
Yes.
But it's very personalized, very special, where more time is spent with the patient, more time is spent with the provider, where we can actually sit and really share and discuss and try to help to get people better, to get people healthy, instead of 10 minutes. We can't do much. I practice in the other setting. We can't do much in 10 minutes.
So it's ongoing. Well,
We
we
can't.
encourage our listeners. We want them to reach out and learn more. The Regenerize website is a great place to start. Regenerize, and it's REGENE, capital RISE, health.life. I love a dot life. I don't get to say dot life too often. And that is the platform you're on. And your office is warm and welcoming. You just opened it up in the Yalesville section of Wallingford, right near the Westbrook Lobster in that beautiful brick building. And people can reach out to you directly and call you, right?
Oh, yes. So my number, 860-994-7339. 860-994-7339. And you can get me, you leave a voicemail, I definitely get back right in touch with you, at least by the end of the day.
Yeah.
But we're very flexible, we're very personal and easygoing. We
And
welcome you.
I
One of
think
the
we all
things
know
I'd love
that from this
to
interview.
emphasize, really, is that one of the
Yes.
things I'd love to emphasize too is that we believe in patient client education. And for all the services that we do offer, there's a free consultation. You could just come, hear what the services are about and how they would benefit you. And that information, again, can be gleaned from the website, regenerizehealth.life.
We look forward to more conversations, Regenerize Health, right here in Wallingford. I want to thank Wendy and Floyd Davis for being with us, our guests here on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast. We learned a lot today. Thank you for being with us.
Thank
Thanks
you
for
for
having
having
us.
us. Thank you.
If you, as a member, would like to be a guest on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast, please contact Executive Director Ray Andrewson at 203-269-9891. Email randrewson@quincham.com. That's randrewson@quinncham.com.